2nd of July 2019, the second part of the True Simplicity. Yesterday we reflected that our life will have a good concentration and will be unholily simple if we ask for the truth and love. Of course, this true simplicity is not that we only look for the material things of the world and are concentrated only on this. Of course not. And also not that we have no possibility to think in a different way and only look for this what is before our eyes, not to reflect deeper. Also, it's not if we just give very short explanations without deeper reflections and meditations. Also, it's not holy simplicity if we have something like a false childishhood and we do not try to solve problems. No, the real simplicity has something to do with God. Our life starts to get more simple if it is filled by God. Now we look to the things from God's side, not from different reflections. Is it our interest? Is it the interest of other people? What do other people say about this? And also we reflect the will of God as if this would be all on the same level. No. Instead of this, we have one point of view about our whole life, which gives order for all and everything. It's written in Matthew 6:33, "Look first for the kingdom of God, and all other things will be added." So in this way, the life will be unified in God, and it has a supernatural, a divine perspective. Not our human nature and all the longings of the human nature, or the wishes, or from others, are in the foreground. No, the holy will of God. So our question is, what can help to come to this true simplicity? We already reflected, if you ask for truth and love, that will be a very important point to reach this holy simplicity. And this is, of course, connected with our spiritual life, because the true simplicity is a fruit of following Jesus authentically. That something can grow in us like holy simplicity or true simplicity, we have really to learn to give all and everything to God. No creation, no things of this world can have an influence in our heart which is so strong that we cannot give ourselves totally to the Lord. It cannot be that we say all of us the Lord can have, but this not. Nothing is allowed to hinder that we give ourselves totally to God. We also should not have some conditions. We should not forget the word, "Who loves father and mother more than me, he cannot come with me." It's my translation. Who does not understand and really does not try to realize it will not reach the true simplicity. Because then it can easily happen if the Lord comes with this invitation. You say, oh, I cannot, I have a wife now, I made this and made this, I cannot come to your invitation. Maybe some people would say, well, this is only for religious orders. But this is not true, because in a certain way it's for all life, for all people, if we really want to be totally connected with the Lord. Also the life in the world needs this kind of divine light. What is the most important? To do the will of God, that I can bring all circumstances which are around me, which are coming to me, I prove them and give the right answer from God's side. So the Spirit of the Lord will lead me, that I let a lot of things behind me. They might be not sinful, but they will bring distractions. And of course, if they bring distractions, this holy simplicity to God will come in disorder, or will be more difficult. We have to notice what is fitting to a real spiritual life and what not. We just have to think to the medias, to all these communication possibilities, through the smartphone, through internet, the destruction of silence, and so on and so on and so on. We will notice how much things are not good for that we can be close to the Lord. But the Spirit will work more, and He will give us the discernment of spirit. What is worthful and what is not so worthful? What is good for the kingdom of God and what not? The Spirit will not be quiet till I learned to make a distinction, a discernment between the things which are important and less important. And that I let what is not good for the kingdom of God and what is good. So He'll teach me that I'm not following the dynamic of the things, but always to integrate them into the principle of my life from God at the right place. So I will not talk too much, I will not talk things which are not important, I will notice when something brings me away from the Lord, I will have more time for prayer. And also the way of prayer will be more simple, as stronger as my way of following Christ is. Before, it might be that the mouth prayer were very important. Now I look more for simple prayers and silence. So we can say the true simplicity is that God, in His simplicity, and He has the fullness of all, comes to me and lives in my heart. Then my life will be concentrated to Him. We will be less, He will be more, like St. John said so wonderful. How simple will it be if we can say that God loves us as our Father and does not want something else than to give Himself to us and all what He wants to give. And how simple, with holy simplicity, will be if we can say, yes, Father, Your will should be done because we love You.
We will hear a song from Saint Hildegard from Bingen to God Father.
Ante omnem creaturam et in spice necessitatem per nos cari et abstrae a manobis propter finium tuum et perduc nos in letitia.